Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IMA on Julio, J-U-L-I-O, Muniz, M-U-N-I-Z. Julio Muniz is a 28-year-old male who reports he injured his neck and right arm at work on 12-22-22, but at that time he was pulling a 2,500-pound plate on a pallet. He moved it, jerking over broken pieces 9 times that day, and believes he injured his neck and right arm as a result. Baird, he did not fall or strike his upper extremities. Baird, he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Baird, new paragraph, as per his claim petition, during a delivery on 12-12-22, he injured his right shoulder and cervical spine. Baird, treatment records show he had an MRI of the right shoulder on 12-13-22 at the referral of Ms. Carroll, C-A-R-R-O-L-L, a nurse practitioner. Appeared there was partial resection of the distal clavicle, comma, punctate old avulsion fracture fragments between the distal clavicle and coracoid process. Appeared the adjacent soft tissues were unremarkable. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Disabella on 12-28-22. Period, he noted on 12-12-22. He was pulling pallets all day. Period, he states that night he started having pain in his right shoulder. Period, he completed his shift and reported the incident to his supervisor. Period, he had already been treated at Concentra, who obtained x-rays of the shoulder. Period. He did not convey a history of prior shoulder surgery with distal clavicle excision. Appeared Dr. Disabella simply diagnosed right rotator cuff strain and pain, for which he recommended continued ibuprofen and modified activities. Appeared Mr. Muniz was also referred for physical therapy. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Disabella and his colleagues. Period. On 1-16-23, she underwent a cervical spine MRI at the referral of Dr. Disabella to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, she had also been seen by nurse practitioner Carol at Concentra on 12-23-22, period. This was a recheck of his right shoulder injury. Period, he has more range of motion, but pain when lifting things. Period, he was using ibuprofen as needed. Period. She diagnosed AC joint injury, comma, cervical strain, comma, right shoulder sprain, comma, and upper back muscle strain, period. No medications were prescribed or dispensed at this encounter, period. She was cleared for modified duty, period. New paragraph, she was seen by Dr. FitzHenry, who worked with Dr. Disabella, on 1-31-23, period. He diagnosed cervical spine pain and radiculopathy. Period, he was reporting 50-60% improvement of symptoms since onset. Period, he was given 1 month of therapy by Dr. Disabella. Period, he was to return in 1 month. Period, on 2-28-23, Dr. FitzHenry re-examined him. Period, he reported almost complete resolution of his symptomatology. Period, he still has pain when he wakes up in the morning. Period, he is referred for a work hardening program. Period. Dr. Fitzhenry saw him through 3/28/23, by which time he had completed work hardening 3 times per week, period. He was cleared to return to work without restrictions as of 4/3/23, and to continue with a home exercise program, period. He was at maximum medical improvement and discharged from care, period. Physical exam. General appearance, he related that his arteriovascular malformation is currently fine. Period. Extremities, upper normal, shoulders normal. Spine, cervical, active extension was mild, limited to 50 degrees, as was right rotation to 70 degrees. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all 3 years without discomfort. So that is normal, and then thoracic is normal. Impressions on 12/12/22, Julio Muniz was pulling pallets several times at work. Period. This evidently was part of his routine job tasks. Period. However, he started experiencing discomfort in the right shoulder. Period. He reported this to his supervisor. Period. He was seen at Concentra and had a right shoulder MRI on 12/13/22 to be inserted here. Period. Notably, this found evidence of previous partial resection of the distal clavicle that is common for treatment of impingement. Period. Mr. Muniz denies any previous such surgery or problems with the right shoulder. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found there to be full range of motion of the right shoulder, elbow, wrist, and fingers. Period. Provocative maneuvers of the shoulder were negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the thoracic spine with no tenderness to palpation. Period. There was mildly reduced active range of motion of the cervical spine, but no palpable spasm or tenderness. Period. New paragraph, there is permanent partial total disability at the right shoulder. Period. This is due to the pre-existing abnormalities seen on his initial x-rays of 12/13/22. Period. That same day, he actually had cervical spine x-rays that showed straightening of the cervical lordosis. Period. Thoracic spine x-rays were read as normal. Period. There is minimal or no more than 2% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. His radiographic abnormalities are indicative of chronicity as opposed to the acute event in question. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the back. Period. End.